And we return now to Glenn Williamson, founder and CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council, to talk about the current war of words between the leaders of the U.S. and Canada and what effect that might have on Arizona businesses. Glenn, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
There we go. We can hear you. So we hear a lot about trade between Arizona and Mexico. Tell us how much business is conducted between between Arizona and Canada.
About $3.6 billion.
Wow. And how many companies are involved here in exports, imports? Are there companies here that have locations in Canada?
There are about 150 Arizona companies operating in Canada and about 400 Canadian companies operating in Arizona.
So what is your reaction to this war of words between Trudeau and President Trump right now? Are you hearing from business owners, some of those business owners that have business in Canada, about their concerns?
I think anytime you escalate a conversation to tasteless conversation, let me rephrase that, and you make comments like Peter Navarro made, mm-hmm. It never does anything ever good. Now, the good news is he retracted them today.
You're referring to the comments in which he said that Justin Trudeau deserves a special place in hell?
Correct.
Right. I wonder, so what are the effects then maybe on these Arizona businesses if this trade war turns into something that is real? Could this lead to prices going up for Arizonans?
I think any time a trade war happens, consumers lose. It's very unfortunate when Canada and the United States, who are hands down best friends, fought wars together, protect the continent together militarily, get to a point like this.
I know we're hearing from people at the Arizona Chamber of Commerce right now about their concerns. There's a lot of outrage here. Do you think it will manifest, though? Do you think there will be any monetary concern or actual fallout from this for these companies here in Arizona?
I am hearing nothing from our 400 Canadian companies here other than dismay on how it is being handled verbally.
So what would you like to see change going forward?
I would like to see Canada and the United States get back to the relationship they have, considering the two countries are as close as they are.
All right. That is Glenn Williamson. He is the founder and CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.